Con la mermelada, McCormick a tu pan. Si las conchas grandotas son las que te gustan, con la mermelada, McCormick a tu pan. Si corres y corres y corres. Ponle mermelada, McCormick a tu pan. Si tu cuerpo necesita calorías, ponle mermelada, McCormick a tu pan.
Ponle mermelada, McCormick a tu pan.
No te quieres enterar que te quiero de verdad. No te quieres enterar. No te quieres enterar, yeah, yeah, que te quiero de verdad, yeah, 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 yeah. Y tendrás que pedirme de rodillas un poquito de amor, pero no te lo daré, yeah, yeah, porque no te quiero ver, yeah, 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 yeah. Porque tú no haces caso ni te apiadas de mi pobre corazón. Búscate una chica, yeah, yeah, que tenga mucho ritmo y que cante en inglés, yeah, yeah, pelo alborotado. Yeah, yeah, una chica, yeah, yeah, que te comprenda como yo. No te quieres enterar, yeah, yeah, que te quiero de verdad, yeah, 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 yeah. Y vendrás a pedirme y a rogarme, y vendrás como siempre a suplicarme, que sea tu chica, yeah, yeah. 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 Una chica, yeah, yeah, que tenga mucho ritmo y que cante en inglés, hey, el pelo alborotado y las medias de color. Una chica, yeah, yeah, una chica, yeah, yeah, que te comprenda como yo. No te quieres enterar, yeah, yeah, que te quiero de verdad, yeah, 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 yeah. Y vendrás a pedirme y a rogarme, y vendrás como siempre a suplicarme, que sea tu chica, yeah, yeah. Que sea tu chica, yeah, yeah. Que sea tu chica, yeah, yeah. Que sea tu chica, yeah, yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And before I get started on this week's episode, I did want to share the story of a 72-year-old man who immigrated to the States and now works in backbreaking labor, such as tree trimming. Without a bed to crawl into at night, and his heart condition and his age, it has led him to believe and accept he'll be working himself to the grave. This is absolutely unacceptable. But fortunately, people like Ray and Tara are organizing a GoFundMe to provide the man with an RV. And I understand that times are tough, but if by chance you hear this and they're still accepting donations, which I will be tagging them on my Instagram and posts, any amount is greatly appreciated. And don't think your contributions don't matter, because a drop in the bucket can ultimately cause it to overflow. So, back to our regular episode, where War of the Worlds meet my mama's telenovelas. And for the most part, we all grew up with overly dramatic plot twists in the background. We might make fun of them, but they carry a huge cultural significance. Although I will specifically be looking at Latinx soap operas and their history, the inspiration for this week's research is because I sat down at a mom-and-pop Indian restaurant where his soap opera played in the background. Then it clicked. He was connecting back to his home country and culture through the same kind of dramatic plot lines my parents would watch when they first came to this country. So I decided to do a little research and found that telenovelas grew out of radio novelas, where there were 15-minute radio segments that were broadcasted in the 1930s. And it wasn't until the 1950s where half-hour programs were extended to a full hour and televised during the day because they were geared towards housewives. But you don't need to be a housewife to enjoy gancitos and trash TV. So, one particular Peruvian telenovela, Simplemente María, televised between 1969 to 1971, had a far-reaching impact. The plot to this drama was a rags-to-riches story where the protagonist moved from a rural area in Lima, where she put herself through night school, became a seamstress, and eventually launched her own fashion line. And this plot line was credited to an increase in rural to urban migration and night school attendance in Peru. And these dramatic shows defied borders and were consumed by immigrants that yearned yearned for a connection to their homeland while trying to establish roots in a foreign land. But come to find out, these telenovelas reached more than just immigrants. In the 90s and early 2000s, many telenovelas were broadcast around the world, such as Los Ricos También Lloran, which translates to The Rich Also Cry, was dubbed in Russian and was popular in Russia in the early 90s. But before you dramatically turn your back on me and tell me about your evil twin, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy!
Oh, sí. Tengo una novia. Dice que es mi novia. Y me vuelve loco.
Usa suéter también. Tengo una novia. Ahí sí que es mi novia. Y me trata bien. Sí. Baila suavecito. Sin mover los pies. Ya se juega cuando baila. Juego así muy bien. Todo el mundo me envidia cuando me trata bien. Esa es mi novia. Y es algo que está jugando. Tengo una novia. Ay, sí que es mi novia. Y me trata bien. Se fuera cuando baila, juego así muy bien. Todo el mundo me envidia cuando me trata bien. Esa es mi novia y es algo sensacional. Tengo una novia, ahí sí que es mi novia y me trata bien.
As greatly consumed as these programs were, they were not free from problematic casting and content, with majority, if not all, protagonists that are light-skinned, while characters of color are the help, if they're represented at all. With one particular novela that dates back to 1884 that depicts Native Americans and colonizers, the novel being Ramona, written by Helen Hunt Jackson, and the novel was an attempt to give Americans a sugarcoating of the pill being the treatment of Native Americans, and Jackson wanted reform, but her novel unfortunately was consumed for the sugarcoating. Her book brought tourism to America for the vibrant costumes and multi-ethnic past while largely ignoring genocide and land theft. And Jackson wasn't always an advocate for Native Americans. Her initial attitude was neither sympathetic or empathetic towards indigenous folk. It wasn't until 1879 in Boston, where she attended a lecture by the Ponca chief, Standing Bear, and his translator, Bright Eyes, where she received firsthand testimony of ethnic cleansing. And hearing these accounts transformed Jackson as a crusading investigative reporter. Besides Ramona, she wrote A Century of Dishonor, an indictment of the U.S. government's treatment of Native Americans, which she sent copies to every member of Congress. Her activism actually had Teddy Roosevelt label her as a hysterical sentimentalist. So she tried a less hysterical sentimentalist approach and produced Ramona, which, as I mentioned, largely ignored problematic treatment and pushed tourism to California. So the novel was a smash hit, but for all the wrong reasons. It birthed a fantasy of Alta California, while her work, A Century of Dishonor, was long out of print. So this just goes to show you how many layers there are to novelas and telenovelas.
Yeah. Mamita es un tipo explosivo y audaz. Cuando baila el rock and roll se empieza a locar. Las chamacas lo persiguen y lo quieren besar. A mi chica me quito y no lo puedo soportar. Pero es dinamita y lo tengo que aguantar. Cuando a las fiestas asiste lo tienen que cuidar, pues toditas las chamacas lo quieren abrazar. Se derrapan con el tipo cuando empieza a bailar, pues con una y con otra el rock quiere bailar. Es un tipo explosivo y me puede hacer volar. Es un tipo explosivo y audaz. Cuando baila el rock and roll él se empieza a locar. Las chamacas lo persiguen y lo quieren besar. A mi chica me quito y no lo puedo soportar. Pero es dinamita y lo tengo que aguantar. Pues toditas las chamacas lo quieren abrazar. Se derrapan con el tipo cuando empieza a bailar. Pues con una y con otra el rock quiere bailar. Es un tipo explosivo y me puede hacer volar.
¿Quién te llama? Ya los muchachos y las chicas se preparan para ir a bailar. Pues la fiesta ya empezó y la orquesta ya llegó. Fuera los zapatos, fuera las corbatas, vamos a bailar el rock.
Si tu confidente soy, que yo en secundaria voy. Si
secundaria voy. Si tu confidente soy, y yo en secundaria voy. Soy tu confidente, soy de secundaria. Vamos a hablar el rol. Ponte lista mi reinita, que ya tengo ganas de llegar. Hasta aquí se oye la orquesta toca y toca el rock and roll. Y si ahorita no corremos la fiesta, va a terminar. Si tu confidente soy, y en secundaria voy. Si tu confidente soy, y yo en secundaria voy. Soy tu confidente, soy de secundaria. Vamos a bailar el rock.
Well, that's it for me, kids. Thank you guys so much for letting me share this little project with you. I don't know where it will take me, but I sure love the community building around it. And if there's ever anything that I can do for you that's within the realm of possibility, please don't hesitate to reach out. If you want to check out any of the sources that I use, it's all on Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. Or if you want to chat, I'm on Instagram under the same name. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.